No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. And today I'm having a conversation that we've discussed having many times over the years. But here we are. We finally sat down and did it. Zay Hilfiger in the building. How you feeling?
What's up, my boy?
What's going on?
I'm just high. I'm chilling. I'm faded. But we're going to have a good time. How you feeling, my boy?
I'm feeling pretty good. Just, knocking out a few interviews. Regular shit.
Exactly. This is a long time due, but I appreciate the wait.
Right. So I met you in the Melrose days, just hanging out in the back of the store and shit.
I was the rock star. I was always, me and Pump, always going crazy. I was like 15, 16.
You were 16 back then?
When I was dancing in your vlog.
Yeah, I remember. Holy shit, I didn't know you were that young. That's insane.
And I was with King Vader and them, yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay, but you went viral quite a bit before that. So let's start with the childhood in general. Where are you from exactly?
Detroit, Michigan.
Oh, okay, from Detroit. All right. Mm-hmm. And you lived there till what age?
15.
And what was the childhood like?
Basically, going to school, being a little thug, getting into a lot of fights and doing stuff like that. But I wanted to make a change. I didn't want to do that no more. I was like, that's kind of lame. I ain't never want to be looked at as, in the community. Like, oh, you a thug or something like that in the hood. And I just wanted to do good because my brothers got that title. So I felt like they was my protection. So I ain't had to do that. So it was really it was really chill, basically. But it was a lot of that through my school years. And then around the time when I started doing videos, I didn't look at it as a creator. I just looked at it as having fun, like just making home videos, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was on YouTube in 2010, so I wasn't, YouTube wasn't the same,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
So you were just, you were more focused on making YouTube content than music at that time?
I was the kid that wanted to get the iPhone.
Okay.
You know, but back when I wanted an iPhone, the iPods didn't have a camera yet.
Mm-hmm.
So I got an iPod, and then I was just trying to learn how to jailbreak, all stuff like that, like trying to learn how to do internet stuff. And everybody else wanted to play video games, go outside, football, stuff like that. And I wanted to chill in the crib. So, yeah, I was really by myself a lot, and that helped.
Can you push the thing in your microphone down? Yeah, there you go.
Cool.
Just the thing was coming off, yeah. But, okay, so, but then when did you start making music, and how does this all lead to Juju on
the
Beat?
That's what I'm saying. I started making music around 13, 14. And when I started making music, I was making gangster music, Zay and his bitch, and I don't give a fuck if you're, you know what I'm saying? And I posted it on SoundCloud, and that's how I figured out about SoundCloud. But I'm not taking it serious. We was in a group. I was in Slug Team. It was a group. It was with the homies. And then I Juju on the Beat came when you ever heard of Hit the Quan? Hit mm-hmm. the Quan. So when that came out, I actually went viral on Twitter back in the day.
Because that was such an era. It was so many dance songs that were just kind of commanding you to do a dance.
And I did it on Twitter because I didn't have Instagram followers. And then when I did it on Twitter, it blew up off my homie Twitter because we was dancers. And then I was like, I want to make a song. So I was sitting in my homie crib, and I just started saying Juju on the Beat. So it was weird. I already had Juju on the Beat from me being around my homegirls and me just saying it. And then I got the song, the beat, where I just picked a random beat, and then I just did it in my homie crib. So it was kind of it happened all together, kind of like Stitch. Like, mm-hmm. You started out with this rap song. You played a little bit. You started doing music. I was on, you heard of Audacity?
Audacity, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Audacity on the computer?
What was that, though?
It was like an audio stitcher.
Yeah, okay.
You know, where people stitch audio. I'm doing music with that.
No, I remember people talking about that shit back in the day, yeah.
I'm doing music with that. I'm trying to just rap. It's not sounding right. My home and my cousin rap, too, so I'm trying to do that, but that dance felt right. I was like, oh, well, we need to do this. And it was 1 minute. So when I did that, the funny thing is, I got laughed at.
For the dance or for the song?
Yeah, just for the song. A family laugh. Oh, what is this? And I'm sitting there I don't know. I was just trying to have fun. I'm I don't know. But I went to sleep on it, and I woke up, and I told my boy, please put your verse on it. And that was Zayon. And he was like, no, I don't want to put my verse on it. And I was like, I need it because we need 2 minutes. Because I'm on YouTube. Now I'm a YouTube head. I'm like, the 2 minutes going to give it. We need a 2 minute song because mm-hmm. song's 2 minutes. Long story short, he did his little part. And when we did it, I dropped it. And it just randomly hit 70,000 in 17 days. I got the screenshot still on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So when it happened, I was like, whatever. And then the girl did it on Twitter. And I retweeted it. I don't care. I don't care about Twitter. I don't care about none of that. And I feel like that's what helped me get up so far.
But girls started dancing to it, and that was kind of what blew it up?
Because from Dub Smash, I think, or something. Mm-hmm. It was on SoundCloud, so somehow.
So you had like a TikTok come up before TikTok was everything. Was TikTok and was Musical.ly probably at
Musical.ly
the time?
Musical.ly is TikTok, I think.
Yeah, but was it big on Musical.ly at that time? Or
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Any platform that you could put video and do dancing and shit.
I put it on SoundCloud. Somehow it got on Musical.ly. I didn't do no Musical.ly. I think my friends did it, and then it started because the Instagram. So you know how you tell somebody go on Instagram, do the whole shabam.
Yeah,
I did that, and that's what made it really pop. So after the girl danced to it, I started seeing other people retweet it and put TZ Anthem because it was from SoundCloud. So they put in the SoundCloud name, and I'm like, why is everybody dancing this? And then one day my mom was like, oh, we got to do your dance because my friend's telling me about it. So, you know, you got to do what moms do. I do the dance, and it goes up on my Instagram, 100K. So that's when I started doing more content, because actually I was a content creator. Mm. Forgot to tell you that. I was a comedian.
Oh, you were like, doing videos?
Doing the disappearing. I don't know if you ever seen it, but I can change myself into a ghost and act like I'm eating food when I was getting domed. So I was already, I had that mindset back in the day, but Instagram was really low on the guideline. So I was like, okay, cool, I can do stuff like that. And that's when I got that humor. It was like funny, dark humor.
Mm-hmm.
So I was doing that, and then the music came along. So yeah, I kind of was being an influencer without knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm doing a comedy, then the music came in, then you did the stuff on Audacity, then you end up doing the song. So that all bunched into the song going viral. And then it actually just blew up out of one day because after the girl did it, everybody started doing it. Then by the time I realized, it was already like a song.
So you start getting hit up by like every label and all of a sudden they want to work with you?
It was hitting Zayn because he was older.
Oh, okay.
And he went through Vidya.
Uh-huh.
So Vidya, it was actually through Vidya, so we had to pay Vidya.
So they weren't sure who they should sign? They didn't know who was the star of the two guys on the song?
I mean, this was funny. It was like a Ray Shrimmer thing.
Right.
Like how Ray Shrimmer was back in the day. Like how the fans be talking, not how they is not. But it moved to like, I guess I had shells. You know, I had shells. I had the color hair. Mm-hmm. So I feel like I just looked like a rock star at that time. Like how every artist you know, you look like the rock star and you look drip and people say you dress nice and that's what happened. So it was that effect, and he didn't care because he didn't want a kid song.
Mm-hmm.
So right after he didn't want to do that, they just automatically. People know this, and I'm going to say this because I know people are going to be like, you had to say this on here. They never play his part.
In the song?
No.
Because it's towards the end of the song, right?
Yeah, but like they I sing it. Like, you nug and you buck and you ready to fight. I got my brother, he with me. They be like, oh. But it was like, that other guy.
Right.
And then he didn't like that.
And so did you guys kind of fall out over that early on?
I didn't know. I was young. So I'm being, you know how I was, happy smoking.
Right.
He looking at me with the side eye.
No, I'm
real,
just.
Real, Adam.
What?
He looking at, you know how they be. He looking at me like, I ain't messing with you. You bigger than me. I'm looking over here like, we dancing. We on Disney Channel. He looking at it like, no, you on Disney Channel.
Right.
But we had the names. Like, we went on Ellen together. We did this. But he was a non-performer, real rapper, and he dissed Eminem.
Yeah, but I mean, this is kind of like what happens with everybody. Like, this is almost the same story as Jeezy and Gucci falling out. They weren't best friends, but they did a song together, and then the song gets big, and you know they weren't on the same page of like what to be doing. So then all of a sudden, boom, they fall apart.
But at least their careers,
right?
At least they knew their lanes.
Mm.
He didn't know his lane. I guess, like I said, he dissed Eminem. Like, it's still up. Like, I'm not lying. Like, he got a lot of SoundCloud views. It's not, I'm not talking about it in a bad way. I'm talking about it in a way where he really did that. He wanted to be a real MC.
Mm.
So after the song, I'm running the Juju wave, going to Disney Channel, doing Radio Disney, as you said, doing this, doing that, being a kid. And he wanted to grow up, so he started getting tattoos on the hand. Nothing wrong with that, but it made everybody look at him like, we don't even know your part on the song, so we're going to book him. And when he went to Dubai, I think, and they thought it was me. And all I did was made it like on some Travis Scott. Yo, that ain't me. Delete it. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry. No, I'm sorry. We my bad. And then I went down there, got paid even more.
Wow.
Like all that. And then that was the shady side. But it wasn't him. It was all everybody. He was just that's how it was. It was like, that's the only way he can get the song. Like, if it'd be like, oh, the one person. You get what I'm trying
to
say?
But you were really so young that you were kind of oblivious to this?
Yeah, like, I'm not thinking they want Zay for Zay. They named it Zay. Ain't that shady?
Mm.
Like, it's not, is that creative? Zay. Like, Zay.
Not as much.
You get what
I'm saying? The Hilfiger adds a lot to it.
What if I came on here with him? He's like, we the Zay.
Well, it is. It's like, it's hard to put your belief in a rapper when their name isn't Googleable.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And only reason I chose that is because, and I'm going to let you know that in a minute, but the Zay Zay, whatever, that didn't work out. His name was Zayon. I feel like that sound good. Zay and Zayon. That sound like a TV show or something, like Nickelodeon. They didn't ever want to do that. And I didn't notice that until I got here and started meeting you and started meeting other people. And then I started understanding the business and I started stepping back and being quiet.
Right. But at what point do you sign with the Lights Global?
I signed with them 15. He did that. Yeah. They connected him through the email.
Okay.
Because he knew all that. He knew the email. I'm not tech savvy. I was tech savvy, but I was a kid. He knew the email. He knew the video. Like I said, he put it on there. He put it through video. He put it through a generator and all that. He did all that. So when they connected us, they flew us both out. And the only thing I was oblivious to is I was like, I just want to get verified. I was high. I just got getting high. And I just, for real, just want to get verified.
See, like, I think the fact that you were smoking hella weed when I knew you back in the day probably made me not think you were 16.
Yeah.
But then again, I guess I knew a lot of young people who were smoking a lot of weed at that time.
I was like 18.
Yeah, something.
But it was like, and the more I was quiet because I was so, it was different weed. Like, I was so young, Adam, I didn't know the weed.
Mm.
I was just, you know, I'm just high. Like, Jet Fuel, that's OG. That's not for me. I'm little. I need some can of teak, you feel me? Boom, boom, boom. I'm smoking all that. I'm over here, like, I'm talking to him. I'm like, what up? Yeah, like, I'm off none of that. I ain't off none of that, just high. But that taught me, like, all that after that, I grew up from that. And I feel like a lot of people don't grow up out that shell, if you know what I'm saying. Because after the Lights, well, I was still on the Lights Global. I did 2 years. 2 years on the Lights Global. And it was cool. And I used that in the Lights to be smart. Like, I got into so many parties. I met Diddy. I met his sons. I know Blac Chyna. I met all these people through them people and got close with these people.
Right.
Without even, you know, being a wrong way or doing it, you know, like, oh, you're a clout chaser. Like,
were you close to Pump at any point?
Yeah.
Were you guys actually, like, hanging out as real friends?
Yeah, like, you, when we came.
Right.
He told me to do that. He told me to come. Like, I helped him when he signed. He asked me, like, is the Lights Global cool? And I was like, yeah, they cool. Like, and I helped him, like, when he crashed the Porsche, I helped him record it. I was the cameraman. We was cool, like, because I was the cool one. I was like, I guess they knew I was young. They was like, you Lil Zay, you from Detroit. You don't know nothing. And we over here turning up. And that's what made me learn that life. Like, Pump music, Pump wanted to record, but I kept getting high. Like I said, I wasn't an artist. I was like the baby general. You know, like, you're famous, but you're like a Bow Wow.
Right, but were you not passionate about making music, or were you not really making that much music at that time?
I was, but I didn't know. Like, I so many things going on. I'm going to parties. I'm seeing thick women. You know what I'm saying? I'm in LA for real. I'm going crazy. I'm dancing. I'm meeting celebrities and not paying attention to them. Like, I saw the girl from Wizard of Waverly. No, I saw Emily Austin. When I saw her, what's up? And that was in your shop.
Really?
And then I just stopped.
Emily Austin?
Yeah.
She's like an actress now or something?
Yeah.
I gotta look it up.
She was a young actress. She grew up. She played in a couple movies. But I said, what's up? Yo, she was in Missy Elliott videos, the little girl.
Right.
I was saying what's up to her, and I just don't care. Like, everybody, like, celebrities, Viners, people, you know, like, you know how you looking at me? They like, hold on, brother. I'm just dancing, like.
I remember meeting Sky Jackson as, like, a 14-year-old Lil Pump fan.
And that's when I went on X.
And now she's, like, so huge. People love her.
When I went on X show, she was there, and it was confusing. I was like, what you doing? Well, anyway.
Oh, she went to that X show, like, right? And there were pictures of her standing on stage, and people were mad
dancing,
as fuck.
And I did all that.
Oh, I forgot about that, yeah.
You see that, too. Everybody knew me, like every other artist, Ski Mask, all them Uno, they knew me, but I'm not caring. I'm high. What up, Ski?
You're making weed sound like it's like really fucking powerful, which it is.
It was because the way it was.
Especially if you're a teenager.
I guess the way it was I started smoking in New York. So I wasn't even smoking loud. I was smoking and, you know, not saying New York ain't got no loud. It's just where I was at. And then after I started smoking there, I came over here to L.A., and that's where it was stronger. So when it got stronger, it was I didn't understand. I wasn't doing it right. Like, I didn't have little revs like that. I didn't have little blunts like that. I had big old thoinks. Mm. Remember thoinks? They used to always have thoinks. So I'm smoking a whole thoink, and I'm getting super high, and then that's how I was recording the music. But it was a good thing. It is a good thing, and it did help me go through a lot of good things because I didn't that's why I was trying to tell you, I didn't do nothing else. Like, being with the Lights Global, it wasn't like what they say LA is. Like, you can skip through all that. You know how they be.
Mm-hmm.
LA, people do this. Oh, it's weird, all that. No, it's weird, but you can go through the weirdness when you're smart. You ain't got to go through nothing. I ain't went per pressure to do nothing. Nobody cared.
Right.
I'm being around people, they do what they do. Okay. I never looked at it like that. I help people. You know, they fall out. You know, I was with Boonk, seeing him. I was right there when he fell out with the Gucci thing going outside the restaurant.
He fell out with a Gucci thing?
Yeah, it's a video. Uh-huh. Like you posted it on your thing, but I don't know if you knew with the situation.
Uh-huh.
But we was outside a restaurant. Pump, me, him, and Pump, he just walk up and fall out, and then we had to go help him. and then, you know, Pump being funny recorded him like, oh, Boonk, you fell out. And that just showed me not to do nothing like that.
At that period in time, it was like Boonk, everywhere he would go, he would either punch somebody or he would get so fucked up
and,
that he passed out on the ground or something.
That's when I was going back from Detroit in here, so I had an option to go with them, but I didn't do it because I always wanted to just look like me. Like,
right.
A heel figure. Like, I'd be with Black China, don't want to really be with them because I feel like I'm going to look like a clout chaser. I just didn't want to be with a lot of people because I just wanted to look like me, and it helped, though. Because
right.
Now, like, when I do all the other stuff, they not comparing me to nobody. They not saying, like, oh, you was with this person, or you came from these people. Like, no.
But what's it like when the Juju on the Beat wave kind of starts to slow down and, like, all of a sudden it's not this big viral thing anymore?
This was funny. I knew that was going to happen. I'm smart. I already did the research. I'm like, all right. But I always had a backup plan. And when that started happening, I was doing songs, and I was still relevant. Off my music, I just felt like I didn't have to do nothing else because it was nothing to really go crazy and do. Like, I ain't got to do this. I ain't got to do that. So when it started really slowing down, I still had videos going viral. Like, I still had the Instagram. I still had dance videos going viral. And I still was doing big things. So all I had to do was stay focused. And I just kept my relationships good. So when you start slowing down, if you keep your relationships good, you're not going to fall off.
Okay.
You can sit in the background. Like, you have to sit in the background. You had to let the new wave come and follow it.
But did you have any records that really got traction after the Juju on the Beat thing?
Yeah, like a couple. Like Role Play. It was okay. No, Role Play. It was another one called Manifesting. That's a new one, though. Not new, but like 8 months ago. Then mm-hmm. It was a new one. Role Play. They Don't Know. It's another one called They Don't Know. Like, three of them got like a million, a couple. Then it was like, I Made It Out the Hood. That's another one. And then, like, I had a wave going. My own little, you can say, Speaker Knockers inspired wave.
Mm.
And that was working because I was hanging around the right people and I was getting like 200K, 1 million, doing, you know, because the little wave, it's slowing down, but they still like your music.
Right. So, I mean, your fan base that sticks around is never going to be as big as your first hit. Yeah.
You know how they be like, this hard and this like this. So, TikTok and shorts and all that help now because you can just post your music. But that's what I started. But I got a lot of music that I didn't release, and that's what made it better because I release it now because it sound like the music now. I kind of thought, like, I was like, all right. Like, I got a lot of music that sound like this, and everybody be like, when you going to drop that? When you gonna? And then it's like, I just wanted to write video and stuff, so I had to get my money up. So it really wasn't about slowing down. It was about the money. And that's what make people go crazy.
What, the money just wasn't coming in?
Yeah, you know how money don't come in and people go crazy? And I understand that. A lot of people get wild or start doing drugs.
Were you seeing a lot of money when the song was really popping off, or was it all going to the label and shit?
No, yeah. For somebody young that can just say they money, yeah. It wasn't
right.
Like, what's a bad number you say? Like, it wasn't like 20,000, 10,000. It was like 87,000. 90,000, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You getting paid 5,000 a show. So it was really up there. Like, because the song was so nice that people, yeah, Dubai 5,000, Chicago 5,000, depending on what you're doing.
Right.
You doing charities and stuff because everything you can do because it was a clean song. So you really got a lot of money, even if it was cheap. And it never was really cheap. So it didn't really stop slowing down, but it started losing traction. So now it can still get that. But my whole plan was to stay relevant, be on TikTok, and maybe yeah, that'll help to influence as long as you just stay positive.
Right.
So, like, if you want to be, oh, I'm doing this again, I remember, because on there I get, like, 5 million.
But when it comes to the music, do you blame the label, or do you just think that you were having a hard time making a song that was a hit with the fans? Like, what do you attribute that to?
You talking about, like, releasing another song, right?
Or just, like, in terms of, like, you know, having your music consistently do well. Like, did you feel like the label continued to have your back, or do you think that they just wanted to sign you for that one song?
It was on two. It was 2 years. When I was on there, yeah, they had my back. I met a lot of good artists. They tagged me in. Like, they sent Kalani to say what up to me. They had a lot of people meet me. They had potential, but all I had to do was stay consistent. And I still got the distribution with Create Music. Like, I still can release and go big and do all that. But that's only because I don't get into arguments with nobody. I don't got no problems. Like, I'm just me now.
Mm-hmm.
So I accepted that. Like, I don't care. Like, you know, there's no videos. Like, oh, he fell off. That's kind of weird. You know, them little videos that be like, what happened to him?
It's such a big genre on rap or in hip hop these
days.
But
I feel like I ain't got that because I switched my whole narrative. So people be like, he ain't no rapper.
Right.
You know,
well, I mean, you ended up doing something with yourself that was so eye-catching that I agree that it is kind of surprising that people haven't made more of a big deal about it because
you know
it was kind of surprising.
You know how it be, the videos.
Oh, like, yeah, all the time.
Like, yours was perfect, and then I was like, ah, because the way you did it, I was like, here go them videos. That's going to be like, and I be on them videos, I be trolling under it.
Right.
And I'd be like, this is a good video. Then under the video, I'd be like, ooh, that's him, do it. Do him. Oh, he getting caught. And I'd be like, oh, they go do it one day. But they ain't catching traction because it's so mixy that they be like, they going to have to go through a whole rabbit hole and it's going to be too much.
Yeah, it's a lot for some people, right?
You know what I'm saying?
So let me ask you this. Where were you at going into the pandemic? Because I feel like everybody's lives changed a lot going into the pandemic.
I ain't even know what was really, you know, when I seen that on the thing, I was just chilling. It was like, I was just chilling, really. I wasn't really busy, so I was just regularly chilling, but it didn't really get crazy until when they started doing the masks and the COVID test.
Right.
Like, a lot. Like, well, you couldn't go nowhere unless you had a COVID test, or it was at every hospital or stuff, or, like, you seen the people in the jacket.
Yeah.
That's when it really got crazy.
But is that when you started the OnlyFans, is during COVID? That's what a lot of people did.
I think I can check. Don't want to be wrong with you. because I started it a little bit.
A little bit before that?
Yeah. Because Black China told me to start it, so that was not the pandemic. That was a little bit after the pandemic.
So you were really kicking with her like that?
Yeah.
And she had already launched hers at that point?
Yeah.
Because I remember they came out and said she made like $50 million in a year or some shit. Remember that?
I thought that too again, and I was living with her for a minute, and she started laughing, and I checked her thing, and I was like, what? I was like, why are they saying that? Like, I actually had more views because she don't post, so it's like active. But it's like, for her, it's crazy because I'm like, girls are easy. Mm. I'm like, dang, you got all the people. You got 5 videos. You got 50 million or 15 million, but I had like 30 million because you know what I do. So it was crazy because all she did was tell me, yo, you should make one and get your money up. Mm. Easy. And I'm like, nah, I don't want to do that. I got my Instagram. So when my Instagram got deleted in October, two years ago, that's when I started.
Why'd your Instagram deleted?
Because I was posting police brutality videos. I was trying to be like a news reporter. It was working.
You were just on some activist shit, yeah. Or you were trying to be like a content creator reporting on the shit?
No, for real. Like, I had real posts. I was helping people. I got a couple officers taken down. It was real.
I have seen a lot of people talking about how they've like gotten their Instagrams deleted over posting political shit in general.
And I've seen everybody doing it, but you remember in that run era? Like around 2018, 19, when it was really active, like Instagram was there. Like, I was getting the views. Like, finally, I was like, here go the 1 million views. But I got too hungry because I wanted 1 million views on everything, every post. I was active. Like, I'm active on Twitter, but Instagram was like, I was like, oh, God.
Because think about if you're calling out police brutality shit, somebody could probably get your Instagram taken down for posting violence. They could probably try to get you for like bullying if you're like naming the cop and shit.
I didn't have a Wi-Fi in the apartment I was in on right, so it glitched. So I didn't see the things to take down until after it logged me out. So I was seeing it was like 7 of them. And I was like, dang, they got me. And I ain't never got it. But I had 2 thick women coming over to do a funny video, like Jimmy Smack style, like just a funny video. And then it didn't work, so they got irritated. They sat there for like 5 minutes. I said, we can't do a video. And that's when I switched over to a demon.
A demon.
Yeah, that's what.
So you're like, I got these two girls here. I might as well film something.
Yeah, I was thinking that, but I was so irritated I still sent them home. But that was my evil idea. Like, I was like, okay, I'm gonna have this one day. I'm gonna get them back and I'm gonna get them cheeks. But all I was thinking was that. But I didn't think. I still was like, I'm not finna do that. I was trying to troll. Still had it up, and mind you not, I did have it on Instagram up, and I did post me getting fake head.
Mm.
So that did probably get deleted.
A lot of people were doing that at the time.
Yeah, but it was fake, but it still got 5 million. I was really like, I was getting to the point where I think they was getting annoyed. Like, he getting too many views
right.
on nothing. And then, you know, it was turning into money, but I ain't know. Like, you know, if the money would have came in right there, I would have started getting a couple checks. So I almost had 1 million, but it was super active. I had 12,000 posts like Snoop Dogg. So I was on it. But after all that, I started doing OnlyFans, and at first it was nothing. I was faking everything.
Faking it?
Had girls coming over and just laying on me, and then they go home.
What, put the booty on you, and yeah, you weren't fucking them or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Just.
And people were feeling this?
Just pose like. Well, boop. All right, go home.
Get and out. That was it, and that worked.
Yeah, for
people
a
were really signing up for it.
Yeah, but then I got greedy because I got drunk. And then I ate a Kit Kat at this girl, but when I ate it, it wasn't, no. Like, I didn't eat it out her, but like it was.
The butthole?
The butt crack.
Yeah,
the butt crack.
Okay.
It was, I did that and I was like, I'm gonna just post this, whatever. Yep.
Oh.
Yeah, I went up 15,000 and not saying money is the root to all happiness, but that's when I was like, okay, I can survive off this if
Damn.
I play it out right.
Wait, but so
15,000 in one day.
How did people find out that you had posted this? Did you like advertise it on Twitter and shit?
That's when right before the Instagram got deleted.
Mm.
So I just.
Oh, you posted it on Instagram and that helped you get it deleted?
Yeah.
You're eating a Kit Kat out of an ass crack.
Yeah, but the GIF. But it was funny. It was
a GIF. Okay.
So that didn't get deleted, but I deleted it. I did it like a sneak peek, like a post it, get a lot of likes. Everybody, I didn't read the comments. I was just so sleepy.
Mm.
But I checked my Twitter and I checked my OnlyFans and I was like, whoa, 15,000. I didn't have no videos up. So right after that, I had got a girl because I was on live. And then I just got a girl that way.
Okay.
Like, it was just kind of like ran into it because I was just playing. I was like, I need a girl to come out here and do OnlyFans. And then one girl was like me, and I was like, no, you cap. And then she was like, I ain't cap, watch. And then she sent me a picture in the shower. And I was like, look at your little butt.
It's crazy because if I was a single dude right now, that's what I would do. I would go on my story when I was bored on a Sunday afternoon. And I'd say, who wants to come do OnlyFans?
But yeah, but
boom.
It was back when that wasn't even like, you know, everybody went. Nobody really know about that.
It was newish.
That was when you posted it, people would be like, oh, you wild. So after all that, she came out and we did it. But I was doing it on the floor, on the mattress.
Uh-huh.
Just raw.
Right.
Just nasty. Look like it smelled like pickles. That's how the videos look. Look like.
Why did it look like it smelled like pickles?
You know, you don't look at the videos. You got a Twitter, Adam.
Yeah.
They be looking like they smell like pickles.
I fucking hate pickles. So no, I don't. I don't look at pussy and think it's
like pickles either. I don't like pickles either, bruh.
Not my favorite food.
So look, girls in the hood. We in the hood. They smell like pickles. Them the pickle girls. They be having the pickles and the Kool-Aid.
I smelled some nasty pussies, but not. Not pickle-ish.
No, like they body, they aroma, they like pickles, like ugh.
Ugh.
But that's
you're really
the,
painting a picture.
But yeah, that's the type of content I was doing, and it's still up if you go down because it went from a little Uzi picture, you know, regular music type of Twitter, and then one booty video, and I said, "What if Instagram had a sniff fish feature?" and I posted that too. So yeah, it was a lot of things that got me deleted. I'm starting to think now. But I posted that GIF and it was like a booty going like boop, boop, boop. So I said, what if it had a sniff feature? And then the next post was me and my ex. And that's when I was only getting 30,000 to 20,000. So I wasn't even doing nothing. But I just worked hard. I just kept learning.
Right, because I mean, at a certain point, you have this hit song and you're doing good money wise, and then that money starts to run out, but you're like, you still want to do something.
You're kind of doing the grow up phase. So it's like, where you want to go? Do you want to get a regular job? Do you want to be a YouTuber? Do you want to?
Right.
Do you want to be a skateboarder? And I just chose that. I know it's wild, but it's funny.
But did you ever see yourself doing this kind of thing? Or was it ever something you considered?
Remember back in the day, like I was doing all the videos. Like I've been like that, but I just didn't think it would come that quick. Like,
right.
I've been like that. Like, I've been doing videos like that and doing posts like that. Like, I've been doing the sniff stuff. I've been posting butts. And, you know, remember back in the day when they used to be like this if this thick, and it'd be a fake Photoshop booty of the girl with the volleyball. You can pop that up. I know you're going to find that. It's a volleyball picture.
Is it? I don't know.
Yeah, for real. It's a volleyball picture, but it's fake. It's a fake one, but it's a Photoshop one, and it's a real one. But
okay. Them
type of pictures I posted, and when I actually got signed to Atlantic Records, they helped me delete all that. But that was the type of stuff that I was into. But I just felt like it was the right moment. Because I was like, oh, I'm this age now. Nobody really cares. Looking at me from the YouTube, so I'm going to go over here. And then it did work in a way, because I don't get anxiety.
Uh-huh.
I don't get like, oh, these people looking at me. I don't get I'm exposed, because that's what people was thinking. You know, they'd be like, what are you thinking? I'm thinking y'all responding, and that's the point.
Okay, but so you start having sex on OnlyFans and everything. How does it like kind of start to get more extreme? Because if you were just doing OnlyFans, probably we wouldn't have really like noticed or cared that much. But then when I started seeing you do wild stuff on this on Twitter and stuff, that's when I was like, we got to talk about this on
right.
the podcast.
And I didn't know you was going to catch it on that fast, because I'm like Batman. I was like, oh, he catched on.
Did I catch on like very early on? Or?
Yeah, you caught on quick. And I was like, oh, man, not Adam. Like out of everybody, I was like, not Adam.
Follow
you know,
all the porn guys.
You know, like your uncle that you don't want to see.
That's me.
And you show all the homies. I'm like, oh, all the homies, Trippy Red called me. Oh, Blood. Oh,
really?
No, Blood, what you doing? Oh, yelling at me. I'm like, oh, he like, you good though? You making your money? I'm like, yeah. He like, look, dude, look at this.
You think he called Lil Wop like that?
Hmm?
Lil Wop. He be doing some wild shit on Twitter as well.
Lil Wop?
You don't remember Lil Wop? That's who Trippy like kind of came out with. They were rapping and they were friends at the time.
That's real.
Yeah, now Lil Wop be, he announced he's bisexual and he's like fully.
No, that's real.
He's got his dick out on Twitter.
No, that's Adam, that's real.
He got big ass dick too. Shout out Lil Wop.
Nah, bro, that's Adam. What?
Adam, but you, so it's
no, that's real.
So you're that shocked that he would do it? I guess he was most gangster ass rapper at the time, right?
I don't believe nothing on the internet. I'm not finna sit here on this podcast and be like, yeah, I heard that. Like, you know, they be having, man, I done heard a lot.
I'm surprised you missed that because, like, Say Cheese did a whole interview talking about it.
No, I seen it on, like, a picture.
Oh.
But I didn't think that was real. That's like me taking a picture like this with, like, Uzi, and then they say something funny. So I didn't know, like, that was, but dang. But anyways, no, so basically, that type of shock, basically, but. I don't know. Well, support that dude.
But was a bunch of people hit you up shocked that you were...
That's what I'm saying. When I did what I did, it was like, it took the pictures of myself, too, because, you know, when you take pictures, everybody like, I know this person. So it took that. It took the doing the more wild stuff, because that was when I did the silhouette challenge with the girl. So it was the viral woman with the girl that got everybody to look at you. And then they went crazy after the you could say, I call it alternative content. So
sucking glass dildos was
a lot of it. Glass. Why you keep saying glass?
Was there no glass?
No.
Okay. Whoops. Sorry.
No, I remember. No, on the podcast.
Wrong
that's
material.
Another thing. I had to come on here to tell him no glass.
Fuck.
Man.
All right. My bad. I
when
forgot.
You said that, you made it. He said glass and the tears coming out his eyes. I said, whoa, you made me a whole Dwayne Johnson meme. But it was perfect.
I've seen some wild shit.
No, but that's what I needed. But I didn't think that you kind of helped me narrate it.
Okay.
Because I was like, okay, I'm doing this because, all right, I'm going to just explain it because the people
go crazy,
probably don't know.
All right, guys. So I got to shout out Baked Bags because they make these absolutely amazing coned brand infused chocolate cones. You can see it right here. It looks like a little ice cream cone. But the thing about this is that they are fully medicated with 50 milligrams of that good. They come in 6 different flavors, and they will ship them right to your door. So all that you need to do is head on over to bakedbags.com and use the code JUMPER for 30% off. That's 30% off your entire order with the code JUMPER. Tap in with the coned cones from Baked Bags. I'm loving these things. Let's go.
So basically, this is the session with Zay. How to be a content creator as a male. When you're a male content creator, there's going to be other males looking at you, okay?
Mostly.
That's why
like 80%,
when people on
90%.
Here that's arguing, I be seeing them like, oh, I got the... You don't. You got dudes. You got dudes looking at you. Stop acting like you got females looking at you. You got females you working with you, but you got dudes looking at you. So you the star.
Mm.
This, you get what I'm trying to say?
Every male porn star I know, this is like a thing. And
but you know, I'm talking about the people,
super gangster ass ones seem kind of uncomfortable.
That's
with
what
it.
I'm
Most
saying.
Of them seem like kind of whatever. Like, yeah, it's a bunch of gay but dudes looking at me. They're paying my bills.
It's the
fuck
people
it.
That tell you like, oh, I got all these females. Like, what if I came here? I got these females. I manage them. I do my thing. But and then you ask that question. What about the dudes that buy your content? You'd be like, I block them. you can't block them. They coming from every block. They coming from left, right, and back. It's like jail, homie. They what hood you from?
What hood you from? That's yeah, in the OnlyFans DMs?
Yeah, they coming. They oh, coming. Shit. They coming in hard. And you got
what hood you from on right, OnlyFans?
And
is
you
crazy.
Know how you know how Aiden Ross make jokes or how you can make jokes. They make jokes. You don't even got to be gay.
So they sign up and message you and give you a hard time.
They can be like, you with this girl? I want you in my butt.
Oh Lord.
And you'll be like, no, bro. Like who would chill out? And they'll be like, no, because I'm paying $200. So now.
So you got angry gay dudes on there.
Man. And then that's why when they trying to explain it to you, they like, no, it ain't like that. It's like, I don't be liking that because they don't know how to respond. You know what I'm saying? Some dudes be cool. You know, let me just give me the link. Thank you.
But you know your market and you're like, fuck it. Let's give them what they want.
I learned it. After seeing what you posted and doing it, because I only had 3 videos up, but I was actually doing like attention seeking. Like, okay, I got this video up. I got that a million views. I did this crazy stuff. I did the stuff on my face with myself. You know, everything that people didn't already yes. did, right? But it was all in a row, so it was too much for them to catch on to at once.
Okay.
So when people started catching on, it was you helped it. You was like the news.
Yeah.
Like, oh, he did this. So people
So you're saying I made you a lot of money when I talked about it on the podcast.
It was kind of, it was, look.
See, good and bad, I'm sure it came from that.
So it wasn't bad. It was not a lot of money, a lot of subscribers and views. So the money didn't come in yet because, like I said, it was nothing on there. So it was the views, it was the people, and then automatically I was like, oh, this is what they like.
Uh-huh.
So that's when I started doing that, because people get confused, and I was like, no, I started doing that because people started liking that, but I stopped because I didn't want to get repetitive. But yeah, I was doing that 100% because, yeah, it was the market.
But you were getting pegged on there too, right?
Not at first.
Not at first, but you did do that, right?
Right after all that. It was like a couple months regular doing all this. You saw it. And then
and
I
were
think
like, fuck
a couple
it, I'm
months,
going crazy.
A couple months after, got back with the girl, and I was like, yeah. So I did dress like her, doing all that just to get more attention.
Uh-huh.
Did that? I didn't do it for real because it hurt. That's why I'm trying to tell everybody. I don't want to get my rubber band popped.
So you didn't actually get fucked in the ass?
No.
Oh.
Like, but I gave him the video. I
my
get
rubber
my
band popped.
You don't want to get your rubber band popped? No, I'm just being.
I don't want to get that done too. So I totally relate. To
you
that.
Get what I'm saying? Like, no dude want to get their rubber band popped.
Well, I mean, a lot do, but even straight dudes, a lot of dudes
no,
like stuff in their
butt. No, because if you tell them, how? Like, that's Shawshank Redemption. That hurt.
Listen, I'm not a fan either.
That's Andy Dufresne.
It's pretty common.
That hurt. That, no, like, you got to understand, that hurt. I don't even know how females be doing that. That's why I be like, no. So when it comes to me, I didn't do that. But after that, I was like, all right, what do I do next? And then I went regular. But then I was already an open-minded person because there's a difference between, you know, straight, gay, bi, liking what you like. You know, everybody got their own weird. Me, I'm a zasexual.
What does that mean exactly?
You know, a zay, look, this is new, right? All the kids going to love it.
Right.
A zasexual, look, I sound like Eminem. A zasexual is basically when you're an open-minded person and you don't give a F, you don't give a fuck what nobody think. And you really don't care about what you do. So when it comes to the guys, right, I look at it like this.
I think that bisexual contains that.
Basically, you can say that, right?
But you do it with a little bit more.
No, look,
swag.
This is how it is, right? Okay. I'm not saying you take everything out the labels. I'm just saying I'm on the urge if I'm open because when it comes to a man, like say when it comes to that lane of men, like, oh, you go around these gay dudes or whatever. I'm uncomfortable. Like, if we making money or whatever and you a cool vibe, you got to be a cool dude and we got to be, because sex work is acting. So if we cool, yeah. It's kind of like when you see a dude in a movie kiss another dude. I know that's wild and I'm going to be like, what, bro? Oh, no. But it's kind of like when they do that. But I don't know how they do that. I'm not, you know, Hollywood weird. Anyways, what I'm trying to say is when you act, it's like that. And some people got open minds and some people can't roll with that. And like you said, some people bisexual, some people centrosexual, some people like energy. I like to teach people that. It's a lot of different ones. So
I've done porn with girls who, you look at them, they look like the hottest fucking chicks, super smoking hot, right. BBL, fake tits, whatever. And in reality, they're a lesbian. They've been in a relationship with a woman for 5-6 years, uh-huh. and they would never have sex with a man mm-hmm. if it wasn't on the job.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's still fun, but it's like, for them, they literally are just fucking me for the check. It's not, it has nothing to do with something they would do for pleasure.
Basically, I don't do that. Yeah, I don't do that a lot. So people think, you know, you go wild. And I don't judge nobody. Anybody, you didn't talk to many people like this. Do what you want. Be free. But me, I don't do nothing a lot. Like, I do stuff for a shock value and a marketing standpoint. And I'm just open with it. And I don't care because at this point, I can't go back. Like, if you look at my Twitter, you think I'm going to be like, no, I ain't do that.
What would you say your dating or sexual ratio is? Like, is being bisexual kind of, or asexual kind of like a spliff where like some people have like 10% weed, some people have like 70% weed?
So basically, that's what I'm trying to tell you. I feel like this is my option. Bisexual is when you, no to get me wrong, is when you like two of the same sex, right? Like you fuck with both sides of the game. Me, I fuck with girls. I like everything about a woman. But if I want to be sexually attracted to the male side, I really don't be like, if I'm doing something for a video, I'm going to get into it because I know the people love it and I know this look good and I'm already comfortable. Mm. Like, you can just basically say I'm comfortable with a dude in front of me now because I've been through it. Like, I went through something back in the day when I was younger and basically I got raped. Wow. So I kind of took that trauma, and a lot of people going to be like, is it, you can take the trauma? No, no, no. I took the trauma and I looked at it like, I already did this. So it's like when you already shoot a gun and you're not scared no more. It's weird, but it's like I already did it. So I looked at it like I don't care. I'm just
that's terrible.
Do my thing.
I'm sorry to hear that, man.
Yeah, but I didn't know about it till I was 17. You know
what? It was like a repressed memory.
Yeah, like that. So
really?
That's why I don't really care because I wasn't young knowing about it. I kind of didn't know. That's why I try to tell you. My life was normal, and then you get exposed to sex. So that kind of the same thing too. A lot of people don't talk about that. You get exposed to sex. You get exposed to all this addiction. Then you get exposed to, like, what happened to you, your traumas or whatever, or your relationships. And then that's because sex, people have sex for pleasure, and people have sex for dopamine.
Mm.
So some people have sex because they depressed.
Right.
And they doing it because they want to get a feeling. So that's how it kind of be, like, Terry Crews kind of went through that when he was addicted. So it's kind of like that. So I took that, and I just did it and made money.
Well, you think you're a sex addict?
Of course.
But like in an okay way or a healthy way, or is it like an unhealthy way?
In a healthy way now, because I know myself, I know how to stay healthy, I get tested, and I know that I don't need, like, if I want to, like, I buy underwear do the natural thing. If I want to be myself, that's why I say I'm open. If I want to, you know, do my thing in the bathroom with my little lotion, I don't know what y'all use, but I'll use that Arm & Butter lotion, you know, get the job done, napkins, you get a towel. But anyways, I get my stuff, and then I get my underwear from the girls I work with, and then boom, I don't gotta mess with nobody. Mm. So I ain't gotta go. I don't do that. I don't think like, oh, I need to have it. You know how dudes be like, oh, I need this chick. I don't even look at it like that. I don't know why. I think because I work now, and you know, because you work, so it's like you don't care.
Who'd I see you hooking up with the other day that I believe I've worked with? A girl.
What's her name? She looked like Amber Rose.
Oh, was it?
She looked like Amber. Her name.
God damn it! I gotta go find it now.
Yeah, she got a bald head. I licked that. No, just.
You don't fucking come up when I search my on here, do I?
Nah,
because you're fucking shadow banned as hell.
I ain't shadow banned. You shadow banned.
All right, here we go.
You are shadow banned. Say no, I ain't shadow banned though, for real.
I mean, I just had a pretty hard time finding it.
If you type in my name, it pop up for me. My name, the little page.
When did you realize you had a big ass dick? You put yourself in that category?
I put my. This is a funny story, and I was wild. He hit me with the whoop bop. I said, "Oh, I got to answer that now." Say no, nah, but I was when I was younger. That's what I try to tell people. I don't care, man. Adam, cool, man, cool.
Yeah,
but I try to tell
man.
People. Basically, I started out. See, like I said, Black China, everybody, when I started posting pictures, all the models was commenting, and I was like, ooh, if they like it, then I should do an OnlyFans. But I didn't think about it. Like, oh, I got a big old dick. I'm big old. I'm, you know, I was playing it off.
Dude, so, your dick looks like inhumanly big in some of these photos. Pause. But like this, like, what the fuck?
That's regular picture, bro.
I'm not in the business of normally complimenting dudes on their dicks, but I'm like, what the fuck? Is that Photoshop or what?
Nah, so basically, you answering the questions, bro, all of the females, y'all be irritating. Because they know my comments be Photoshop doing this and that, and it's funny, haha, yeah, I know giraffe neck, I got a giraffe neck, whatever, Captain Hook, whatever. Anyways, the way I take my pictures is I take my picture in the right angle, I post it, and I had to prove it. You know how you hold the picture and it's a video?
Uh-huh.
I had to make it a video so they can see that it was a real picture.
Wow.
So like on my phone, it's got the original pictures, our original videos, and some people be thinking my video is edited too. So I got to show them, like, hold it down, and they be like, oh, it's real.
I don't know why I can't find the girl that I was looking for on here. I mean, I'm so deep. I just scrolled your page for so long, and I'm only right 2 days in.
No, not 2 days. Go, it's under the thread.
Oh, of that one picture? Dude, I'm so far past that picture now.
You can't be scrolling down long. You that type of person.
I'm about to just
be like...
I could have gone to the media tab.
You can't be doing that.
Bro, you be retweeting shit so much.
No, that's the marketing thing. And
wait, you hooked up with Tiana Trump? Oh, no, this is somebody you retweeted. Never mind.
Look, you going down the wrong aisle.
Why? What's the other aisle?
Right here.
And why can I still not remember this girl that was on here? Yeah, but I don't know her. So it definitely wasn't her, this bald head girl.
I did three girls that you had on here. Come on, Adam.
Who else?
I've
just seen your dick about 8,000 times in a row. I'm uncomfortable with this.
Shut up, bro. I'm trying to talk. I had Zoe Fox.
Oh, okay.
I had her. I had, let me go on your page. It's funny. Now we're going on each other's page.
Man, you be saying some wild ass shit on here. I'm a straight man who loves to suck dick. That's a fire tweet.
Is, you know why? Because you talk about this. It's the media headlines. Imagine seeing that in the headlines. You know how wild that is? Imagine seeing me with a Brazilian model. I'm a straight male who suck dick. You're like, who the fuck is this? Like, this dude gotta go. It's like the 6ix9ine effect.
Right.
But I'm not messing with nobody.
So. But you know what it is? Is that in hip hop, there's like rumors about people being gay for so long. And then finally now, the past couple of years, there's a bunch of people who are out and openly gay.
But
I haven't seen any of them do porn.
But I feel like I'm Dirty Dan.
You're a innovator.
Yeah, it's like I'm the Transformers assemble. You feel me? I'm the person that's gonna bring everybody. Like I do the wild stuff because you know, like my nails, right? Like nothing really because people do that now. But I tell people like they look at me and be like, he made that look fly. Like I was locked up. You know what I'm saying? And I told you like I got the ankle monitor.
You got ankle monitor right now?
Yeah, you know.
Why are we locked up?
I had a
fashion accessory.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
So the law knows you're here right all now. They know where the studio is.
All the girls know it's good because I ain't got no restrictions. I can smoke, do all that.
But what'd you get locked up for?
I had a warrant 2 years ago because I had a deer knife and I was high and I was walking down LAX and an uniformed cop was a big fat dude. And he was like, come on, man, I'm going to fight you. And I was like, if you fight me, I'm going to gut you like a fish, homie. And I pulled out the knife and it saw it on camera. So after that, they got me a warrant because I got arrested. So I had to do the classes, but I ain't do it. So
damn. So you ready to just stab a cop like it's nothing?
Yeah. And then my homie had got
you
me
a
out.
Wild boy. I didn't.
My
know
homie, to... my big homie, West Demon Lane shit. Blood Robo. He got me out. You feel me? He right there. You know that if it wasn't for him, I would have been locked up. So the first time,
I'm starting to think twice about us talking about you on the podcast. Now I know I could have got shanked.
Nah, I ain't like
never
that.
Never mind sprayed up.
Nah, I ain't like that, man. I'm a cool, like, I say, like, this is what happened. I had it because I was being that kid that I'm smoking, like, how you smoking? And I seen it, and I wanted to hang it up in my house. It was one of them type of knives, but when he did that, I got scared. I'm little. So that's what happened. And then I got slammed to the ground, went to jail, and then he got me out.
I'll gut you like a fish is crazy, though. That's
you know,
hard.
Like the movie, yeah.
You've been thinking about that for a while.
Yeah, I do that. I'm, you ain't seen me on TMZ. I sprayed a fire extinguisher like a Scooby Doo.
Oh, really?
Yeah, that worked. Like you know, in Scooby Doo, when they sprayed a fire extinguisher, that worked.
Right. Because
he was like, "I'm about to beat your ass, bitch," and I was like, "No, you're not." Shh. And I was like, "Beat it now. You can't see me." Because you know he can't breathe. And
that's the dream as a kid is to like attack somebody with a fire extinguisher. Because you can do it in a lot of video games.
But I broke it
shit.
With my fist.
Oh, well.
Like I said.
Oh, the glass?
Yeah, I hit the Bruce Lee. I said.
You didn't cut your hand open or anything?
Nope.
That's good.
Yeah, that's how you know I was mad. Then I did it again, and that's how I knew I was crazy. I was in a whole apartment building, and I sprayed it on each floor because these people were trying to rob me.
I had a homie who punched through somebody's car window and just like cut like multiple veins and almost bled to death when I was like 16. And that's how I realized you should not punch a car window out.
Yeah. See, when it's a little window, you know that glass in the glass in the fire extinguisher thin, so and it'd be old.
Right, that's
so,
meant to be broken.
It's meant to be hit like that. So when I hit it, got it out, boom boop, did that, and that's what happened. But besides all that, I just stay focused, and when it came to the content now, I know exactly, like, everything we just talked about, I know exactly how to do it, and that's why it's like a lot of girls you even had, like I said, on your podcast there, I see them first, and I feel like that's a marketing thing, too. Mm. Not saying I'm going through you, but it's like, that's a good thing. If they through me, then they on you. I'm like, okay, they got a name. I don't know that, but a lot of people don't think like that.
You take Viagra or anything?
Nope.
Totally raw.
Yeah, I don't do that.
How many times you bust in a day?
When I went to girl, when I'm recording, I know how to edge myself. So I tell people, you learn how to edge yourself and you can do your thing. Because the girl be asking me that, like, I nut on my command.
Mm.
But a lot of people, like, how you do it? Drink water. Stop doing Black and Miles.
Lots of water is important.
Stop doing Black and Miles. It's going to taste funny. All the girls going to tell you want to taste funny. Nope. Smoke weed only. Because when you start doing all the other stuff, it tastes like metal. That's what the girls say.
I've had girls tell me that my cum tastes pretty all right, and that a lot of the porn dudes that it's not.
That's what I'm saying.
Always so great. I drink fast water. Food and shit, preservatives.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Don't want my that bad. My bad. Jizz. Fast food, yeah, fast food, all that for real, y'all. Don't no fast food, no none of that, because all that, I don't eat that like that. I try to eat steak, all eat good, and all the girls gonna like that, and that's why I be doing that. But when I do come, it'd be funny because they know what I'm about to do, and then I be ashed up so much, so it'd be on the right thing. So when it comes to it, it's like I became the Steve Jobs of porn, I feel like. I started to understand and create instead of being in the background, because I'm not even like a pro porn star. Like, you know how people choose lanes. Mm. I'm like right in the middle of the content creation, but I'm getting to that level of being known to where, you know, I'm going to be on that level. Like, oh, he already known. But now he known in his lane.
But are you trying to do like studio porn or anything like that? You trying to get into the more mainstream world?
Nope.
Never.
Never did it.
Would you though? That doesn't appeal to you? It's like pretty good promotion. I think that's why.
No,
most
yeah,
of the girls
I'd
still
do it
do
if
it.
For like say a Bang Bros is like, let's do one video. Yeah, because they'd make it funny.
Mm.
I know how to act, they'd make it'd be a big thing for me. But I'd do stuff like that, but I wouldn't sign, but I'd do it, yeah.
Right.
I just wouldn't sign.
Yeah, they probably wouldn't even want you to sign. They'd probably just do
it. No, they did back
shit.
In the day because you can still do it, because with you, they can get more money, but you can make more money. So
right. You
can be making about $2,000 a shoot, and they can be making about probably $4,000 or $5,000 a shoot from you because you're known.
Mm.
And when I first did almost get signed, I had 10 shoots, and it was all from big companies. Because the companies knew who you was and they was excited. Like, oh, this person, easy to promote.
Right.
All it is promotion. They know you easy. They choose a girl. They choose the wrong people. They chose the Wicked Witch of the West. I got scared. I said, nah.
You
bro.
Didn't like the girl?
Nah. I don't like that. I didn't know that you can't choose your own woman.
Yeah.
So that kind of made me be like, nah. Like, I was about to do it, but then I was like.
They picked a white girl?
Yeah. But she was real wrinkly.
Wrinkly?
Like, real old. Yeah, like, why you do that? You know why? Because I got a baby face.
So they wanted to see you fuck a MILF?
They wanted me to be Lil D 2.0.
I hope you're not talking about somebody I know.
No, not somebody. No, no, no.
What, the girl was just a random-ass chick?
She was, like, in America. She was with the America thing.
America?
That's a porn thing she was doing.
Okay.
And that's when I saw it, but... she only wanted to do the work. She was old. She wasn't bad. It just, I didn't like that. And I like my portfolio now.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I got the wild stuff, but you can't say my bitches ain't bad. Them bitches bad, ain't they? Everybody be like, man, you got the bitch I wanted, dog. I wanted that bitch all weekend. All in Kelly. I get everybody. I be getting the girls because it's easy. They hit me because they know what they doing.
Right.
Hey, Zay, I want to get flew out. Okay. I'll be like, don't take a shower because I want to smell you.
That's your thing?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I like aroma. I tell them, no, but it's, I don't want no dirty bitch. Come on, don't. Because I know people going to start, no. I want, don't take a shower, and I want to smell you because I like the way that marinated a woman got that aroma. So I like the way it smells.
We had a girl in here saying that about a famous football player, that was his fetish.
Yeah, that's.
I wonder how common that is. I'm going to be real. Like, I don't mind if the pussy got a little bit of smell, but also if it's clean, that's totally fine.
No, so, yeah.
You don't need to marinate it for 3 days. That's cool.
I do that for the underwear. You marinate it for 3 days in the underwear like a sandwich. But when
you
they
marinate a sandwich?
but when she, look, this is what happens. So I tell the girl to fly out and I'd be like, don't shower before you get here. And they try to run. I'd be like, no, you ain't getting it. I lock the shower door.
Mm.
Be like,
well, they want to clean up. Yeah. You're not allowed.
Nah.
He's a very freaky guy.
Like surviving a hill figure, he ain't allowed me to shower.
honestly,
he ain't allowed me to shower. No, but they be totally cool with it. They be cool with it. But it'd be funny because I shower.
Mm.
So they look at it like, boy, how's that even make sense? Like,
right.
You smell good. You
normally, I like when my girl hops up out the shower and that's when we have sex. But now you're making me rethink
like,
it.
No, I like that with my girl. But I also, let me teach you a secret.
Uh-oh.
When she come in after a long day, just get down there at him and go. It's going to smell like a little bit of movie theater butter, but it's going to be straight. It's going to be straight. You're going to like it. And then you're going to, I call it the upper lip. You're going to be walking around like you got a mustache and it's itch. And it, yeah, and then it's gonna marinate even more, so it's gonna turn from that to like sweet tart candy. I'm really into this because I'm like an ass fanatic.
Yeah, I mean, very rarely have I been left speechless on this podcast when it comes to talking about sex. But
you ain't did that. You've been
a freaky
alone.
Dude right here.
You ain't did that. You ain't did that with your girl.
What?
You ain't smelled her butt.
No, I've licked and smelt her butt many times.
But you probably did it when she got out.
Yeah, usually.
Don't do that. Wait, when she first wake up in the morning, go down there.
If I were to try to eat my girl's ass after she hadn't showered for like a full day, she would fucking swap my head away like I'm the cat. She'd be like, get out of there.
No, I just get thinking y'all doing that.
It's happened many times, honestly. I started trying to work my way down there. She's like, no, I'm not clean. Go.
No, that's the point, but you got to tell her, baby, please, I want to marinate it. She going to be like, for real?
I'm going to say, Jay told me.
Yeah. Yeah, see? And then that's when she going to be like,
but
okay.
Babe, I'm asexual now.
Yeah. That's how you got to use it. A lot of dudes, and I ain't going to lie.
They don't understand.
What I say, y'all think is, not y'all, but what I say people think is wild, but what people don't realize is I had a girl come to me. I smell my butt. I know what it smell like. I like it. I make girls smell like butts, so they can't say nothing to me.
Uh-huh.
No girl can't come over here and say nothing to me. You ate my ass and you smell chores. So there's no argument. Like, I got full-fledged videos, like, not exposed videos, but I'd be like, hey, can you put your finger in your butt and smell it on camera? This one girl jumped away. Like, I got to block her. I don't know. What.
There is a feeling, like, I was at a porn party on Saturday, and, like, when you see a girl who's eating your ass... You never forget.
Yeah.
It's always with you.
Yeah, you know, it's always, but see, you ain't see that position I did when I saw a whole fuckload of positions
when I was doing my scroll right there.
You ain't see the yin-yang,
my hoe scroll.
You ain't see the yin-yang?
The yin-yang, I'm scared.
This the yin-yang, this, what?
Well, that's just a 69,
yeah,
except she's eating your ass.
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I call that the Pringles.
That's a hood classic. Yeah, we love that one.
That's a Pringle. And I tell people, that's a Pringle. And I tell people, that's when people do that, I feel like a king. I got the baddest females doing that. And then they going back to wherever they go. So they eat my ass and leave. And I be like, you ain't going to wash your face? No, I'm good.
Wow. Nasty work.
Hood classic.
That's a hood classic.
Real
certified
trap shit. Nah, they do that though, for real. They and it's fun to me.
Right.
So, but I be telling them, I like, and my texts be wild. So I'm kind of afraid. If I ever get so big that I get my Texas hacked, because I'd be telling them, like, I want the room to stink.
The room.
I'd be like, I want the room to stink. And they'd be like, oh, yeah. Or I'd be like, when you get up from the seat, can you smell yourself? So I don't know.
All right. I'm convinced. I get it. You're a freak.
No, I don't know if they want that shit to come out. No, I say all that because what if I get hacked? Like, if I'm big and then they link and then...
I mean, you already admitted it all out here.
Yeah.
I don't know what the fuck they're going to find in there.
No, that's the point. You admit it so they can't find nothing. And then they sit there and then they just be like, oh.
I was thinking about that, how I'm never going to have to worry about anyone making AI porn of me because...
No.
I already did it.
You already did everything.
Well, but maybe they could make like an alternate version of me where I have Johnny Sins' body and Dred's cock, but in tan.
I tell her that'd be a mad wild combination. I tell people, Hollywood, like, I did where Hollywood would be like, oh, you can't do that. You know how people be like, oh, you're going to get exposed. No, I exposed myself, so now where the contract's at?
Mm.
Like, I've been waiting. This shit been crazy. I've been waiting too long, like, but it's working. I'm just playing. You know what I'm saying? People, I've been waiting.
Do you think that this hurts your chances of having more pop and rap songs? Or do you think that in a Lil Nas-esque twist, it could help?
Nah, because I don't even act like that. Mm. I'm just wild. Like I said, like the Bloods call me Freaky Blood.
Do they?
Yeah. Like my homie be like, oh, you Freaky Blood. Oh, you freaky. Oh,
I know a Freaky Loc too. So that's,
yeah,
that's,
so
that's funny.
It's like funny, yeah. It's like because you don't disrespect nobody. You stay in your lane. You do your thing. You don't even act like nothing in front of nobody. So half out of 10, people just be like, what a bitch that? All that.
So you're Blood?
No.
Oh, okay.
They just, you know, you're in L.A.
Yeah.
Like you, I tell people, you come to L.A., you're going to be around a lot of people. And you're going to be judged. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be tested and all that. Or when you go to jail or whatever. And people like in there, I told them. I was like, I do the OnlyFans. And they was looking like, what? Oh, this freaky, dog. What you be doing? Who you be on there with?
Like, you didn't find love behind bars? It's not like that.
What you mean?
I don't know. There's all kinds of hot dudes in there, right?
Nah, man. Hot dudes in there. Mm-hmm. That's LA County. First of all, dudes, them ain't people. For
Crip
real,
Mac? You seen Crip Mac?
He in there?
Yeah.
Nah. Hmm. I saw Tori.
Wow.
Yeah, I saw
his head.
So I
told
him
you wanted to do some content?
Nah, I saw his head. I was like, that's Tory Lanez.
What, the hair wasn't looking too good?
Yeah.
Damn.
But he cool, though. High power. He straight.
You're going to be in there a while.
But homies in there was like, yeah, on Harlem Crip, homie. Like, for real. Like, Tory Lanez, we just on the yard with him. Like, I'm like, bro, shut up.
Like, they're hyped.
Yeah, like, you know, homie good. Like, he good with me. How he good with you, dog? Like, leave that little man alone. He got a charge. Like, leave him. Let him.
Oh, man. But you imagine Tory Lanez in the jail telling everybody how he's innocent. He's probably putting on a sermon every day convincing these dudes that he didn't do it.
You know how they is, right? They didn't know me. They knew me. Like, they was cool because the pod I was in, I said I had anxiety. So I was in there where people was taking pills and kind of just crazy.
Oh, you went to PC?
Yeah, no.
Oh.
I went to the regular one, but I went to the one where it was mixed with people.
Okay.
So they was real chill, basically. But they was still like, so when I told them, they all acting cool. But I noticed Tory, they was on it like, oh, he good. Like, he gonna help me out. Like, for real, I got him on the yard. Like, everything good. You say everything. Like, they slicing people up. It was 3 fights, 3 slices. I was in there for 2 weeks. It was 3 fights, 3 slices. Like a pizza.
Crazy.
Going crazy in there. People fighting. People nucking. And I ain't even had to buck because I felt like people started to realize, like, I went in there and I was just myself.
Mm.
I was in there teaching them how to lead.
Just chilling?
Like.
Oh, okay.
They was like, do the lead, Zay. I was like, for real. It's funny because, like, you
we
was in
do
jail
that for
dancing.
A TikTok. I could probably do that.
You know, yeah, we got to do that. You go, yeah, Adam. They going to be like, Adam, yeah. Yeah. I'm gonna do
two
that.
Porn stars.
You feel me? We uniting. We uniting, man. You feel me? Besides
like
everything, man, it's all positivity. I tell people to unite. But no, when I was in there, it taught me a lot, and it made me come out to be hungry. That's why I hit you up like that, because I'm just focused now, and I'm on bigger and better things, and I'm healthy. I ain't no bullshit, and I'm working on stuff, and I'm open. Like, I tell people, I'm cool. Like, I can come on anywhere and be cool. And that's what people fuck with.
I like it, man. I can appreciate anybody who's just keeping it real, being their true self, and I feel like most of the people who watch this, definitely some of them are going to be, like, more horrified by the booty-smelling stories than anything else, but I think the people are going to see that you're an authentic individual.
Yeah, that's why I appreciate it, because I want to come in, I show people, like, people be like, oh, like, some people don't know how to talk. People in your head like, what up? What up, Adam? Yeah, I'm like, what up? We all here doing it. Like, what?
You're giving me flashbacks.
You know what I'm saying, Adam? Like, bro, move away from the mic. Like, you too close. And I be telling that don't be that. Like, I look at all that, and I don't want to be looked at as that. So
they're doing it like that's how they do their verses, you know?
You know what I'm saying?
All up in the mic.
Yeah, they be all like that. And I tell people, like, the way I feel right now, I'm focused, ask questions, do what I got to do, and I'm on it. Because at the end of the day, for some reason, my last name, Peoples, my real last name. So I feel like that adds into my personality.
Mm.
Like, you a people's person.
Yeah,
so I feel like, you know, that makes people be cool with you than be negative. And you smoked the whole wood. You got another one.
Welcome to No Jumper.
Yeah.
I got to piss something fierce. But It was a great conversation. I appreciate you filling me in on how all this went down and all that shit.
Yeah, wanted to fill people in, wanted to go crazy. Appreciate it. I tell people it takes patience to get anywhere. Because like you said, back when I was doing stuff, I didn't know where I was going with everything. But like now I feel like I'm there. I'm 22, about to be 23, and I'm understanding where I'm going. So I just used to be cool around a lot of big people, but I didn't show it. So it's time to show it. Because a lot of people are like, you don't be showing nothing. You be around all these good people, all that. But now it's time to analyze it, network, manifest, and get it done. And with the grace of God, you'll get anything done. I'm working with the Lord, working with, like, and you know what's funny? I believe in just higher power. I don't believe in, like you know how some people, because I've seen everybody be over here, be on your ass, like, oh, you believe in this and that. Me, I believe in a higher power. Mm-hmm. Why? Because I think on a higher level. And I just don't explain that to people because they retarded or they want to get in an argument. So I just be like, you know what? That's why I feel like I'm getting through what I'm getting through. Because I understand on a higher level what this all about. Mm-hmm. So a lot of people be like, nah, whatever. And I be on lives with my homie. We be all that. We be on that alien stuff, all that. Mm-hmm. And then a lot of people be on that. So when I hear that, I just go and turn this way. Or when I see about that, I turn this way and I talk about that. All that. I be all the internet. So that I mix that information into marketing, and that's how I get far. Because if I want to be on an Apple commercial or do something big or do anything like this, it's not hard to me.
Apple commercial with Zay Hilfiger.
Yeah, it's like a jack of all trades.
I would like to see that in 2023.
Yeah, I see all that's easy. Like I had a lot of things going on, but one thing it is people want to see your face, want to make sure you're healthy, want to make sure you ain't crazy, you know, like mentally, and want to make sure everything's straight. So I feel like when they see this, they'd be like, okay, he got a brain. Because for sure. I did a last interview, and it was like through the FaceTime, so you couldn't feel the energy. But this one is like, they see a dude chill. Because like I said, I'm authentic. I'm thrilled. I'm chill. And I do a lot. Like, I got music, dance. You got the porn. You got the edits. You got the influence. You manage people. So you doing all this. So you create clothing. You know how to dress. I did modeling. I did Nike, Reebok, Adidas. And they didn't follow me. Oh, yeah. All the people on my porn, they didn't follow me. Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, Nike.
They all seeing it.
Because they tell me it's not about what you post, it's about how you act.
You should start spamming your videos in their comments on Twitter.
No, they're going to block me again. That's what I'm saying. Adam, you're trying to get me blocked. Like, a lot of people been following me. They don't got me blocked. Like, the McLean people. A lot of people, like I got radio stations, like you know, radio stations. I'm like, what is they doing? But you know, the DJ probably like guy hips.
These radio motherfuckers probably don't look at who they follow anyway.
You feel me? But you know how much I post. Yeah. Imagine if you follow me. You feel me?
Yeah. I'll follow you on Twitter after this.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. But
I wasn't sure. I wanted to make sure that everything was on the up and up.
No, yeah. I tell people I'm good. And I do different things. And also, when I be having my spaces, I do my marketing. Everything be straight. So when I got going big things, I feel like it'll make it better. I feel like this is the thing I see for me, not even predicting it. I feel like it's going to be a show or it's going to be something like that to get me jabbed back, you know, because you got more energy than just music. I'm like a Childish Gambino, but freaky. You do music. You do a lot. You talented. But you just got that wild side. And that wild side is your rebel side, but you're doing it for a good cause. You're not doing it because you're trying to be a rebel, or I'm trying to say fuck all this, or trying to be a clout chaser. Like, nah, this shit actually worked out the right way.
For sure, man. I'm proud of you. Keep it going.
Got to.
Zay Hilfiger, No Jumper, coolest podcast in the world. Check us out on YouTube, TikTok, Patreon, OnlyFans, etc. Like, comment, and subscribe. NoJumper.com if you want to support. Appreciate y'all.